With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The manslaughter trial of a former HSA surgeon continued Thursday with testimony from a doctor involved in treating Travis Ebanks after a January 2024 shooting. Radio K-Man's Jebby Ebanks has more on the case against Dr. Paul Anthony Tagonides.
The witness told the court that standard checks were carried out after the breathing tubes were inserted, including monitoring carbon dioxide levels, chest movement, oxygen saturation, and listening with a stethoscope. He said all indicators suggested the tube had been properly placed. The doctor also rejected conclusions reached by the Crown's independent medical expert and testified that Ebanks' injuries were so severe that continued resuscitation efforts appeared futile. According to the witness, later reviews of x-rays revealed extensive internal injuries, bleeding, and gunshot fragments. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
The defendant is charged with manslaughter by unlawful act or omission following the death of the 29-year-old. He's accused of incorrectly intubating the victim, who was being treated for gunshot wounds. The call is out for exhibitors at this year's Small Business Expo. The annual event, hosted by the Center for Business Development, is a one-stop shop for small and micro business owners to rub elbows with many potential customers.
They're showcasing, they're demonstrating their products and their services. Throughout the day, we also have the youth pitch competition. We have several workshops. We have a panel discussion. So yeah, we expect it to be just as exciting this year.
CBD director Thais Dusen tells Radio K-Man this year's expo has two new offerings, a wellness corner to help support entrepreneurs who may be facing burnout, and a youth corner, CBD's Antoline Williams.
So the youth corner is going to be all about our youth ambassador. Any young entrepreneurs that have already launched will also be reintroducing the entrepreneurship club to the wider community so that the schools that are normally there, they'll have an opportunity to introduce the e-club in their schools. So it's just an opportunity to showcase what the youth has.
The event will also feature a booth passport, and if you get it stamped with every booth, you're eligible for a prize. The Small Business Expo is October 21st at Hotel Indigo. To register as an exhibitor, head to cicbd.gov.ky/expo. And the University College of the Cayman Islands welcomes students to the new academic year through orientation activities held in Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac. Here's Radio K-Man's Josh Cottrell.
The program introduced students to university life, academic expectations, and support services while providing opportunities to connect with faculty, staff, and fellow students. UCCI President Nanalee Cover and Provost Dr. Livington Smith also met with students in Cayman Brac, reinforcing the university's commitment to serving students across all three islands. Officials say the initiative helps ensure that students have access to the resources, guidance, and support needed for academic success. For Radio Cayman's News, I am Josh Cottrell.
The university says this year, 20 dual enrollment students are studying in Cayman Brac as well. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Reports from Yemen say Houthi fighters have taken control of an island in the Bab al-Mandeb Strait, a globally important maritime choke point at the mouth of the Red Sea. Earlier government forces were said to have withdrawn from the island. The United Nations says at least 46,000 people have been displaced in Yemen since Houthi fighters launched their offensive last week. It says the number of displaced is rising at an alarming pace. Ceremonies to mark the September the 11th attacks 25 years ago have begun at the Pentagon, where one of the hijacked planes crashed. In New York, families of the victims will gather shortly at the Ground Zero Memorial. Russian and Ukrainian attacks have continued overnight. Ukrainian drones hit a warehouse of one of Russia's biggest online retailers, Ozon. Russia has struck petrol stations in Kyiv, killing two people and injuring six others. The Indian capital Delhi is on high alert ahead of the annual meeting of the BRICS group of nations. For the first time since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, President Putin is attending a BRICS summit outside Russia. That's the latest BBC News.